So far this week, we've had Tim Minchin, bloke who plays the piano, did some songs for our musical. Very funny guy. Tuesday, we had DJ Talent of Britain's Got Talent, who, I'm telling you, we've talked about this already this morning, I think he is a comedy genius. I think he's making a film. I think we are all being scammed. I don't think he's as naive and as innocent as he appears. I think he's the kind of a Borat-style creation, and we're all going to look very stupid. Then yesterday, on the show, the Dolly Rockers came in. And they bought.
How could you forget them?
I didn't
so quickly.
Forget it. I didn't forget it.
You did a little bit.
And they brought in their new single, Je Suis une Dolly, and we found out that they weren't French. Today, on Best Guest Week, day 4, Chappers, as he explained earlier, isn't here, but he did book a warrior called the Wushu Warrior. The idea of him being that he puts breeze blocks on his head in the live lounge, not always in the live lounge, but that's what he would have done this morning, whilst his friend gets a sledgehammer and hits the breeze blocks on the warrior's head. But apparently, God, they're so boring. Health and safety said that wasn't allowed. So we have a last minute guest, and she has very kindly stepped in. It's Chappers' guest today. It's Zoe Salmon. Hello.
Good morning, and I am health and safety compliant.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. How are you?
Thanks for coming in last minute.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Yeah, I did reschedule everything because I thought it was Chris, but you know. Here I am. It's good to see you.
Here I am with a stand-in. What did you have planned today then? And what are we keeping you from?
Oh, I just put everything back half an hour. No, but it's always nice to come in. Yeah. I always like a good early start. So, yeah.
Now, it was last minute. And now you are health and safety compliant, are you? Because they were really funny about the guy with the breeze blocks and the sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's a shame about that. I'd love to have heard what that would have been like. Yeah. But yeah, I tick all the health and safety boxes, so here I am.
Have you ever been an understudy for a novelty circus act before?
I haven't. No. One of the few things I probably didn't do in Blue Peter.
Now, last time you were on was with Moyles.
Yes.
And you had to go on a date with Radio 1's Greg James.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good fun, actually. Yeah, Greg's great. And we had a laugh. We had a little champagne breakfast and a walk in the park and fed the ducks. And it was great, beautiful.
And you did what everyone would do here in the Credit Crunch whilst trying to save money and had champagne, which I quite liked.
Well, why not? Yeah. You know, if you've only got a few pounds, you might as well spend it wisely in some cheap champagne.
Now, we haven't had much of a chance to prepare, you or I, really. So
well,
I
this should be fun.
No, I've got your Wikipedia up here. It says...
oh, great. Let's just go through it. It's like a job interview now. Going through the
CV. It says you're up for anything. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, good. Anything you fancy trying just once now?
Not right, no. Okay. No, I'm just quite happy sitting here relaxing with my
all
feet
right.
up.
Now, I would open that out to the listeners, but I don't think that's probably a good idea because they can text in and stuff and you can probably see the text. So let's not text that in. Thank you. You and I do share one thing in common. Hole in the wall.
Oh, TV gold.
TV hell.
How did you find the tight silver lycra?
Awful.
You can see for yourself. I've got it here.
No, don't, please.
Oh,
don't show Zoe.
Look,
she's got the figure to carry it off.
Ooh.
That's the bit where he falls in. You were the only one of your team to get stuck in the wall.
Make your way to the play area, Scott. Bring on the wall!
That's me falling in. Wasn't that water? Didn't that water taste horrible? Did you fall in?
Yeah, I fell in most of the time, actually. I didn't think it would be as difficult as it was, but that polystyrene wall, you'd think, oh, if it hits you, it'll not be too bad. It is polystyrene. But it really did whack your head.
Really hurt.
I came away with quite a few injuries.
When Darren Goff, obviously, was the team captain, and when I was on, he really properly hurt his face on it.
Yeah, it's quite dangerous. It wasn't maybe ticking as many health and safety boxes as you do in this studio.
That's right. We can never do hole in the wall in here. Thank no. God.
Have you kept your suit like Scott has?
I haven't kept mine.
Yes, you have.
I've chucked it away now because I had a clear out recently. Oh. I've given it to the charity shop.
Who's going to want to buy your
Oxfam.
Suit?
Oh, well, you never know.
Have you kept yours?
Yes, I have kept mine. It's hanging up in my wardrobe. I don't know when I'm going to quite use it. Maybe some fancy dress party it might come out.
Have you used it since, Zoe?
I promise you I haven't. It's washed and hung up in the wardrobe, but I haven't put it on yet.
Okay. No, mine's gone to Oxfam.
Oh,
do you find yourself... Did you have therapy after that show? Because I think I needed it.
No, I didn't.
Right. I couldn't watch it. Like, I couldn't watch it properly. I had to watch it through my fingers. I was like, no!
But it was hilarious.
And it did bring a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
Yeah, not me. Do you find yourself squeezing through small gaps in polystyrene in your own home now?
No, I can't say that I have. But if I did choose to, at least I have the outfit to do it.
Yes, you do. Right, Zoe Salmon is with us. Thanks for coming in once again, because I'm thanking you more than I thanked Sophie Ellis-Bextor last night
which
on the National Lottery, which
you.
Was about six. But we do appreciate it, because obviously it's a bit last minute, because of the Warrior and the breeze blocks and the sledgehammer. And it's
absolute
fine.
Pleasure.
It's 8:53.
You're listening to the best of Mills from unofficialmills.co.uk, the Scott Mills fan site.
Becky and Zoe Salmon having a lovely chat there. What are you on about?
Having a gossip.
What are you talking about?
Getting up early.
Share it.
And how
my pervy Moyles is.
Yeah.
Which is the honest truth.
They like really kind of...
You see, the thing is, Zoe, you don't get that with me.
I know, it's disappointing. It's very disappointing.
Have I perved on you once and you've been here, what, 10, 15 minutes
it's
now?
It's very suspicious.
He won't do it, honestly.
I won't.
He's not like that.
I'm not like that.
Go on, do what I do. Try anything once.
Go on, try and perv on Zoe.
No, I can't.
Do it. Go
I
on.
Can't.
Say make okay. my day.
Okay, I'll try.
That Moyles would say.
What would Chris say? I'm just trying to think.
Something.
Can you give me... I have no idea. What kind of thing did he do last time?
Oh, I sort of touched my bum, looked at me.
I wouldn't do that
chair.
For your first go.
Okay, right. Good morning, my darling.
Okay, it's a great
How are you
start.
Today? Do you want to come around my house later? We could have a chat and maybe a cup of tea and some biscuits. How am I doing?
It's all right. Ask if she should leave her boyfriend for you.
Will you leave your boyfriend for me, Zoe?
It's very, very tempting.
Go on.
Honestly, it's so tempting, especially when you're just...
Leave your boyfriend.
Away.
Go on, Zoe.
But,
you know you want to. Who could resist?
Go on, Zoe. Leave your boyfriend. Give Uncle Scott a kiss. Come on. Come on here. Sit on my knee. Give Uncle Scott a kiss.
The uncle bit just makes it a bit
Come to daddy.
Annoy.
Oh, I'm wrong.
There's a line and you crossed
Sorry.
It.
And to think that I encouraged this behavior.
Yeah, it's your fault. You started it, Salmon.
It is my fault. I am very naughty and slightly mental. But I liked it. Keep going.
No, it's
no,
all right.
Really not.
It's fine. See, I can't do it like Chris can. He's just a natural. Rubbish. Can I ask as well? I've got a Blue Peter badge. I know those days are behind you now.
Oh, did you steal it?
No!
No.
Did you actually earn it?
I've got one as well.
I'll tell you, if you want to know, it was slightly before your time on Blue Peter, and I went on the Bring
Is
and Buy...
Is it Anne-Louise Jordan?
You were parving over her, weren't you?
No, I'm really not. It was on the Bring and Buy sale.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor's mum.
Oh. No, and I had to be... I was on a store with Martin Fowler off EastEnders, and we were selling mostly... Westlife CDs for £1. And for that, I got a Blue Peter badge.
We're very generous.
I got one as well, just for writing and saying that I wanted to be pen pals with one of the guests.
Oh, I thought a Blue Peter badge was special, but they just hand them out willy-nilly, don't they?
Oh, no, I promise you they don't.
Don't they?
I mean, they obviously liked you. You're very likeable.
All I did was sell some Westlife CDs with Martin Fowler on the store of the Bring and Buy sale, and you get a Blue Peter badge.
A little bit helps, you know, that money went to good causes.
Can you still
so we appreciate
get in
your
free?
Efforts.
To places with your Blue Peter
Yeah, what can you
not?
What can you get? Because this is everyone talks about this. What
I
do you actually get?
Well, here's the thing: because you're both over 16, unfortunately, you can't use your Blue Peter badge to get into places for free. It has to be now with a counterpart card. It's photographic, and you have to have your date of birth in that. So, if you're 16 or over, it doesn't entitle you to get into any places for free. I'm sorry.
So you're telling me it's effectively worthless.
You want the gold one? You want to get your hands on the gold one?
Well, what did that entitle me to?
Oh, they're nice. Oh, well, I mean, it's just the prestige of having one. The Queen's got one, Madonna's got one, David Beckham's got one. So, yeah, aim high, go for the gold.
Okay, but what do they get?
But you just wear it.
I'm just saying that you've got one.
I know it's a big heritage thing, but I'm just all about I'm about the free stuff. What do you
it's
get
for... It's not all about the free stuff all the time, Scott. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I've just found it, and I just wanted to know if it... Is it not worth anything, though, is what you're saying?
No. Maybe because it's yours, it might be worth a wee bit more. It's probably gone up from £1 to £1.10. Something, you know, like that. Why don't you put it on eBay and try and see how much you can get?
Yeah.
Maybe sign it beside the ship.
You know, you said you'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners have been on.
Great.
Would you fart the theme tune to The Addams Family?
Do you know what? I'm not a very good farter. I'm so sorry. I'm just one of those girls that don't really seem to do it.
You just don't do it.
I mean, just not very often.
I don't think any Blue Peter presenters do it.
Yeah. It's sort of in the contract.
I don't think they even go to the loo, Blue Peter presenters, do they? Is it in the contract?
No,
you don't fart. You're allowed to now. You're not on it anymore.
Yeah, I've been saving it up for 4 years. Now I'm going to land a massive one. Everybody clear the studio.
Would you, just some more coming in, would you go on a date with Gavin from Real?
Who?
Gavin from Real. Just one of our listeners.
Oh,
no, Gavin, because she's going to go on a date with me.
Thank you all the same. Only if he purrs over me as well as Scott does.
Okay. Will you go rollerblading with Duncan, who's in Edinburgh?
Actually, yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
After the ice skating, I might be quite good at rollerblading. I've never tried it.
Fair play to you for doing the ice skating.
Oh, thank you. It was difficult.
Yeah.
Myself, but you know. Still alive.
Scott actually auditioned for that, and
let's not bring this up.
Oh, go on. Scott auditioned for it, and he couldn't he had to go around holding onto the sides, and they said the audition tape was so awful that they weren't really interested anymore.
You know, when you're about, you know, when you first start going to the ice rink, when you're how old?
About 8, 9. Hold onto the sides.
Yeah, and you just hold onto the side the whole way through. That was me, and they filmed it, and the person that was holding my hand on the other side, while I was holding on to the side of the rink on the other side, was saying, do you want to go around again? I was like, no, get me off this. Get me off the ice. I can't even stand up on it.
Oh.
So how you did all that twirly business, I don't know how you do that.
It is tricky, but, you know, you put in the R's, and that's the thing. A lot of people started off, like Donal started off holding on to the sides, but you put in the R's, and, you know, the effort really does come through, and you can see the results. So, you know, I'd say get back on the ice and keep at it.
Look what happened to Ray Quinn.
I don't think he ever was able to hold on to the sides. I think he just went off onto triple axles straight away.
Yeah.
He was amazing. I think you just get people in life that are just naturally talented, and he was super at it.
Yeah. Okay, Zoe's with us. Thank you for coming in this morning. It's 9:03. Someone says they do get in for free places with a Blue Peter badge, and they're 33.
Illegal.
That's not allowed.
Can maybe be arrested.
They look young.
You know, because you're good at skating.
Yeah.
We're doing a musical called Scott Mills the Musical, okay?
Yeah.
Which is going to be at the Edinburgh Festival in August.
I hope it goes to Broadway after that.
Let's not get our hopes up too much. I mean, let's not
aim high.
Run before we can walk. But yeah, we're doing it for 3 nights, about 300 people a night, second week of August in Edinburgh. Now, I'm thinking, with you on board, if you are, could we change the theatre maybe to an ice rink and do Scott Mills the Musical on ice?
I know. Once it does so well at Edinburgh, why don't you then go on tour and put it on ice, just redevelop the show, but for ice, like all great musicals and shows. Yeah.
You'd be up for that?
Totally up for that. Count me in. Where can I sign up?
Can you sing?
Yeah.
And you can obviously ice skate brilliantly.
Sing, act, ice skate.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Right, let's talk about this while we play Agnes. This is Radio 1. I know there's a car waiting to whisk you off. So thank you for coming in today. Some rude boy, that's his name, rude boy, off of Edinburgh, says, could you please get Zoe to say before she goes, you have a new message, and put it on download so I can have it on my phone when a text comes through.
Okay. You have a new message.
Or I might use that one myself, actually.
Actually, I might too. I like that. I might do some voiceover work. What do you think?
This could open a whole new thing for you, Zoe. You know? Sarah Cox has just texted Becky's phone.
She has. She says she absolutely loves Pervy Scott. I think she wants that as her message alert.
Maybe I should do it more with all the guests.
I think you should. It could be a new thing.
Yeah. Could be your strand. Yeah.
Okay.
Do a little. Just do one more now.
Good morning, Zoe.
Oh. All of a sudden, I don't want to leave. He said my car is here, but I'm thinking.
That's just not true.
Let's just stay.
Just get me away from him. I don't know what to say. Thanks for coming in today.
That was rubbish. That's just
your normal voice. A bigger thank you. Bit more sexy, bit more lower.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It really means a lot. Oh, God, I'm really grossing myself
out. Get your hand off my leg. Oh, my goodness. You really are turning into Chris.
Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Love you. It's 9:08. Radio 1. Scott Mills. I think that went quite well, Zoe Salmon.
I think Chappers might be spending a weekend in France with your dad.
Better than Tim Minchin?
No, but I would say that because I went on a holiday.
Better than the Dolly Rockers?
Yeah. I think so.
Better than DJ Talent? Remember, he's a comic genius. He's got us all fooled. He's the new Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm telling you, It's all a big act, I reckon. That's my theory. It's 9:15. I know that Zoe Salmon will be in the taxi, going to her next appointment now. Thanks very much, Zoe. What you don't know, but all is it's going straight back to my house, that taxi.
You're getting it so wrong. You're doing really well.
Cheers.